off. Hey everyone, what's up? How everyone doing today? This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. You already know that this week is Black Excellence Week. I have an artist here by the name of Black King, also known as the Black Superman. What's up, man?
What's happening with you? How you feeling?
I'm good. How you doing? How was your day?
Man, my day was phenomenal. I had the day off, so all I did was just focus on future goals and aspirations.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what we need to hear nowadays. Well, you know, as I already know about you, man, you phenomenal person. You're a surgical tech, an army veteran, a poet, and a singer. Wow. You making moves. I already know you are.
Yeah, I'm making a couple, two, three moves in the building.
All right. That's what's up. Tell everybody where you from.
Yo, I'm originally born in California, Georgia raised. All the way down south, you know. So I got the best of both worlds.
All right. I see you. Now tell me, because I heard some nice stories, you know, what pretty much, you know, reaching out to the youth and stuff. And, you know, like, how have you been influencing, you know, the youth nowadays?
Oh, most definitely. Me and a group of men, you know, we go around to different high schools and elementary schools, talking and speaking to them, you know, doing some motivational speaking, making sure they're staying on track because, hey, our young Black men are misguided these days. So, you know, we did some of that out in California, and we also performed for them. So that was a good experience.
Wow, that was cool. They was able to see that. They was able to know that, you know, we still have people that care for them, you know. So that's what's up.
Most definitely.
So, you know, you already know, like I said, this week is Black Excellence Week. You know, and I want to know, what's your opinion on that? What's your opinion on Black excellence? What do you, you know, what's your thoughts?
Well, my opinion and thoughts on Black excellence, man, is just that we are more powerful together as a unit. And as soon as we figure out how to bridge the gap and bridge the divide between ourselves, then we can really make a difference on how we are perceived, and we can start breaking down stereotypes and characteristic traits and generational curses that have been plagued against us for years and years. Man, we don't have to lean on slavery. We can lean on right here and right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. I like that. That's what's up. And that's very, very strong words. It's very, you know, how can I say, you... That right there is a motivation, because you're right. We have to be together, you know. But sometimes I know that it could be a hurdle when it comes to people, because, you know, some people could be too nice. Some people could get taken advantage of. You know, when we come together, there's a lot of selfishness coming on, a lot of pride, you know. So it can be it could be, you know, very, very difficult to get us together. But what I'm seeing now is... that I'm seeing that the youth, they seeing it, they knowing it, they aware of it. So they're able to pretty much, you know, bring that, you know, bring us together, because they are the future, you know.
Most definitely. So, we have to invest in
them. Yep, and that's exactly, you know, and that's exactly what I'm seeing now, you know, compared to what I was seeing before. I'm not that older. I know you older than me. But, you know, for what I know, my experience, and the people that I know, that I've been talking to, that have been around me, that have supported, and, you know, I see a change when it comes to now the youth growing up, you know, because, you know, babies having babies.
Right.
You know, so when they have, so when babies, when the younger, when you having a, when the mom is very young, you know, but they can be aware sometimes. They put that onto their child. So I see sometimes on Instagram, like, I see, like, activist moms or even poets or even singers, and they 18, 19, 20, they kind of know what they should put on their child, you know, due to what they see, you know. So, and that spreads because, you know, the children talks.
most definitely. It just goes back to the good book, man. Train up a child in the way that they should go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we gotta lead them and stop being friends with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that's good. So I already know you, man. All right, Black King, Mr. Black Superman. I know you got some poem over there, sun cooking over there for this week, man.
Man, I got something to bless y'all with, man. Hey, this piece right here is called My Black is Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right along with our excellence, okay?
All
right. So it goes like this. I do believe that we shall overcome. My golden blackness shines brighter than the sun. I do believe that the time is now. And I will never, ever have to bow my head down. My black is beautiful. And it's wonderful. It's marvelous. My black is beautiful. 1,562 black deaths while in police custody since 2013. Only 46 court proceedings against police and zero convictions up until the year 2015. A total of 102 black people were killed in the span of 3 months. Police officers across the world trying to cover it up as gang-related fronts. The severity of our situation is extremely catastrophic. For black lives to really matter, we'll have to come together as one body if we intend to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Emmett Till was profusely beaten and killed for only muttering a couple of words. This is the crisis that we live in. It's time to stand up if we intend to be heard. Trayvon Martin was gunned down in cold blood because of a hoodie, bag of Skittles, and an iced tea. Our world is not safe. This could have easily been you or me. Six cops aided in severing the spine of Freddie Gray. Six cops were acquitted of all charges and walk our streets today. If these six cops were black, our white society wouldn't stand to see them walk away. Not to mention Alton Sterling was shot several times, center mass, at point blank range. How many black people do they have to kill for us to stand this one so we can incite a change? I'm tired of seeing teardrops fall from our chiseled cheekbones, followed by the murdering aftermath leading to black gravestones. And I will be unapologetic for what I believe in when I can't even raise my black sons in our current society to be black men. And I will show them how I'm going to stand in the gap for my sons. And I don't need to solve this problem with the violence of guns. Prayer is the peace that passes all understanding, and peace for all humanity is what I'm demanding. So I'm going to scream at the top of my lungs louder than I ever did. I'm going to scream that I'm black and I'm proud until it sounds repetitive.
Yes. And I heard those vocals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. All right. So, I already know. If y'all need to find him, go to his Instagram. His Instagram is Black, B-L-A-C-K dot King, K-I-N-G, and 25. And his Facebook. What's your Facebook?
Man, my Facebook is Anthony James Mayfield. You know?
See, that's his whole government. I might as well have called you Anthony.
Anthony in the building, okay? Don't tell nobody. When you come on my page, announce yourself.
Bye-bye. You already know, if you want to hear more what he got, you want to see what he's doing, he, as you already know, he has influenced a lot of youths. He's been out there in Cali. He's from Cali, you know. So pretty much, like I said, you can find him on Instagram, black.king25, and on Facebook, Anthony James Mayfield. Like, this, you hear it, that's how you hear it, that's how you spell it. You already know who this is. This is Wisdom the Healer. You can find me on Instagram, Lioness Queen, L-I-O-N-I-S-T, Queen 828. And my Snapchat is Wisdom with a Z, 828. And you already know what I always say. One smile can spread everywhere.